Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But soon we will have greatness again.
The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday.
I'm here today to talk about the flood.
I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question.
Well, that's new, isn't it? That's every day it's something new. Now, Corinne Jean-Pierre claims she did indeed answer the question when we have quite a bit of evidence here this morning that she doesn't. She wouldn't talk about the raid at all, interestingly enough. Hey, glad you're with us. It's the 10th day of August. I'm not quite sure how that happened. Kids are all, some are back in, I don't know, some back in school already?
No, I think next week or the week after.
I know in Tennessee, I've got some friends that live down there, and they were, their kids' first day of school was yesterday.
The reason they do that, Mark, is so they can be out before Memorial Day. They go back earlier so they can get out. So they don't have to do that little four-day week.
Ah, I see.
Before
right.
June.
Well, that makes sense. But a lot of them are probably off to college this week, I would think, or next, one of the two.
My daughter was in college yesterday.
My nephew just got dropped off at the University of Alabama. I know he's excited about that, and I got to root for the, I got to say, Roll Tide more often. I've
no,
got
you don't.
Two nephews that go to
you
school
don't have
there
to.
Now.
They don't,
I got
they,
two.
They can't hear you, unless they're on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, think about that. The next time you look at the stadium, like at Oklahoma or Alabama, and it's when it's at full capacity, I want you to think about that. There will be more IRS agents hired under this new Green New Deal plan than it would take to fill that stadium.
Yeah.
Like 87,000, and I think the capacity in Oklahoma is 85,000 or something like that. It's probably similar to Alabama. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure there's a elephant fan out there that will call me and tell me. But
maybe
they should
have a job fair there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everybody that comes into the football game today, you can be an IRS agent.
There's a study out today that points out that they're going to be targeted. The average person the new agents will be targeting will probably make $75,000 a year or less.
Huh.
That's the average, they think. That they're going to be dealing with here. Wow. That's what you get. By the way, you know, I did say this earlier, and I want to make sure that I'm very clear on it, because we played this soundbite from Mitch McConnell. Go to cut 7 when they asked him yesterday when he was out and about. They asked him what he thought about the raid on the president's home, and this was his response. Go ahead.
I'm here today to talk about the flood and recover from the flood.
I'm sorry. That's a little ridiculous. You're the minority leader in the United States Senate, Mitch. Answer the question, because he released a statement on it. He could have just repeated the statement. It's pretty short. Everybody else in the country, including Kevin McCarthy on the House side, stood up and condemned this raid. Here's what McConnell finally got around to saying about 24 hours later, and I quote, "The country deserves a thorough and immediate explanation of what led to the events on Monday. Attorney General Garland and the Department of Justice should already have provided answers to the American people and must do so immediately," end quote. That's it. That's it. That's all Mitch McConnell has to say about it. Instead of like calling for hearings or anything else, we got nothing.
He's clearly not reading the room. I mean, he's not understanding the rage that conservatives have over this.
I think he's a swamp monster, and I think that he doesn't like Donald Trump because Trump insults him all the time. So not reading the room. Maybe he just didn't care anymore. I doubt if he runs for another.
Well, that could be true.
Yeah, he's 80 years old. I don't know. There's plenty up there older, but I don't know if he runs for another, runs for re-election or not. He's got, what, 5 more years, I think? Hey, by the way, speaking of elections, a couple of big primaries last night that we haven't really talked about yet. In Washington State, Trump hater Jamie Herrera Butler, one of the votes against Donald Trump, one of the votes for impeachment, got defeated in her primary. Joe Kent won the Washington primary. He was Trump endorsed, and now he will go on to face a Democrat named Marie Perez in November. So that's big. Of course, here's how CNN plays it. This is CNN's lead. Donald Trump on Tuesday once again showcased his control over the GOP's open primaries. Why is that? Well, he has mind control. Did you know that?
Oh.
He exercised his control over the GOP. It's not possible in CNN's eyes that voters support the ideas and policies of Donald Trump. It must be that Donald Trump is somehow manipulating them into voting for these candidates. So Joe Kent wins big out there in Washington, beats Jamie Herrera Butler. And then last night we find out that up in Wisconsin, right? Yeah. Tim Michaels had won over the lieutenant governor candidate, Rebecca Cleefish is her name. Michaels was endorsed by Donald Trump. Cleefish was endorsed by Mike Pence and backed by former Governor Scott Walker, who was all over Fox yesterday bragging about what a great conservative leader Rebecca Cleefish would be in Wisconsin, which means Walker, who's become very much a middle-of-the-road Republican these days, sided with Cleefish and against Tim Michaels, and the voters saw through all that. And they have decided that Tim Michaels is the one that will face off with the crazy left governor up there in Wisconsin, Evers, I think is his name, Evers, in November. So a couple of big primaries yesterday, big victories for President Trump, as he's facing all these issues down at Mar-a-Lago, many of which we don't know the detail yet. I'm going to play you the soundbite from his attorney on what happened yesterday when she tried to go in and see what exactly it was they were searching for when the raid was taking place, day before yesterday. I'll let you hear from Christina Bob when we come back. And you'll find out once again a little insight into what the Democrats really think about you if you are what they term a deplorable. They still feel the same way, just so you know, just in case you were wondering. We're going to get to all that and more coming up here. We got to In Other News with Scott at about 6:48. John Solomon from Just the News at 7:35. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the theory is, we must not offend the Trump base. We must not trigger. You know what triggers the Trump base? Everything. Sunrise, sunset, Sesame Street for real, Sesame Street, Dr. Seuss. Everything pisses those people off. So what? You know what they're not? They're not the majority.
Paul Begala. Remember that guy from the Clinton years? Everything pisses you off. Is this really coming from the woke left in this country who were offended by everything? If you breathe the wrong way, if you say something on a radio show covered by free speech, they put you in jail on YouTube, which is what's happened to us. But Paul Begala says you can't say anything. Doesn't matter what we say. You just everything pisses off Trump supporters. Really? Everything? I can tell you what, you know, 9-hour raids with no lawyer present and not sharing the search warrant pisses me off a little bit. That's what happens in third world countries and dictatorships. It's not what should happen in America. So they better have a really good reason for what they did yesterday. Here is what Christina Bob pointed out about, because she was on the scene representing the former president as his attorney.
I asked to see a copy of the warrant. Initially, they refused and said, you know, we don't have to show it to you. And there was a little bit of an exchange about whether it was appropriate to withhold the warrant when you're searching the residence of the former president who's likely to be the Republican nominee in the next election. So they conceded and let me see it. They did not give me a copy of it right away, but they did let me see it. It was very, I would say, thin. And as you can tell from public records, the affidavit, the supporting documentation of what the probable cause was to obtain the warrant has been sealed. So we're not allowed to see that. We have to go to court to request the judge to release that, which, you know, may or may not happen.
Yeah, which may or may not happen. So when do you find out? And here's the thing about it. Nothing may ever happen. Maybe the IRS takes the FBI takes those boxes, drops them off at the National Archives. National Archives are happy because they got their stuff back that they think was missing, because these things aren't handled this way. You negotiate, you find out what they've got, what you want back. That's what they were in the process of doing. But that wasn't good enough for whoever did this. So what were they really after? I brought this up yesterday. What were they so concerned about? What are they so concerned about? I've been watching Tucker this week, as I always do, and Will Cain has been doing a great job filling in for him. This was Will's take on it.
The Wall Street Journal, by the way, is now reporting the feds claim this raid had something to do with cocktail napkins and notes from Kim Jong-un. Right. Everyone knows what this was really about. Finding something, anything, they can use to keep Donald Trump from running for president. Now, here's the interesting question. Why? Well, he's a threat to the entrenched unelected power in Washington, the biggest threat ever faced. From the beginning, Donald Trump was an outsider, but not just an outsider that declared war on the military-industrial complex. He stopped buying their weapons and sending them to Ukraine, so they impeached Trump. As Axios reported just 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump plans to gut the federal bureaucracy if he's reelected in 2024, taking a butcher knife to the administrative state. That means eliminating career government employees installed by Barack Obama. And nothing terrifies a career bureaucrat more than losing their grip on power.
That's what he just described there is the definition of the deep state, right? The government that exists right under the surface, that's there through regardless of who's president or vice president or who controls Congress, the bureaucracy lives on. And when the bureaucracy is threatened, it can rise up and strike you like a snake through a variety of different agencies, including the Department of Justice and the FBI and a magistrate in Florida appointed by former Barack Obama supporter who used to represent Jeffrey Epstein's clients. And he's the one that, I can see him twisting the ends of his mustache as he laughed as he signed the warrant. Yes, please go into Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. I'll sign off on it. And off they went. I can't imagine the agents that went in there were very happy about it either. But somebody upstairs decided for political reasons this was a good move. I think they will rue the day they made that decision, and that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Coming up, we got a check of a business. We got some new numbers coming out on inflation today, and we'll get to In Other News with Scott straight ahead. Stay tuned.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So there was an Amber Alert issued just shortly after 4 this morning from a carjacking. Somebody left a door, left their child in the car. Car running, somebody hopped in and took off. So he put out an Amber Alert for this Kia, I believe it was a
Hyundai Sonata.
And now they found the kid?
They found the child. She's safe, the 2-year-old. They found the car. No suspect. No leads on that. But the good news, the important thing is she is okay.
The car was found in Florissant somewhere this morning, right?
Yeah, it wasn't clear exactly where it was found. But
St. Louis County Police just held a news conference on that, announcing that the child has been recovered and is doing just fine. And it seems like common sense, but why would you leave your kid in a running car?
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Just don't really get
that. They were asking questions about that, and he doesn't know the answers yet. Yeah. They're investigating.
Hmm. Hey, you can't fix stupid, so I don't know how you get around that, but that's sad. But I'm glad the kid is good. Glad the kid's safe. That's good. Hey, by the way, we're going to get to John Solomon, the journalist from Washington, D.C., who's broken lots of big stories over the years. And you know, I'm anxious to get his take on the dispute that's going on over this raid at the president's house down in Mar-a-Lago. So we're going to get to all that for you coming up here at about 7:35 with John Solomon. Right now, though, let's get to Jennifer. Jennifer, how are you? Are you cool?
No.
Still not?
Still not. They're expecting some part needed for the fix to come in tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Oh, my goodness. Still, like, are there backup generators or something running up there?
No, there are ginormous fans that they've brought in for us, but it sounds like we're on the tarmac. So
yeah, I'll bet. You got to turn those off when it's broadcast time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, what's going on in the markets?
All right, futures are modestly higher this morning as investors await the latest reading on inflation. Economists expect July's consumer price index rose 0.2% year over year. The pace of consumer inflation is expected to fall to 8.7% from June's 9.1%. Investors are also closely watching the report for clues as to how aggressive the Fed might be in raising interest rates. We'll get that reading in about 50 minutes. For the first time in over 2 years, online prices are on the decline. The Adobe Digital Price Index revealed that online prices dipped 1% in July compared to a year ago, after rising 0.3% in June. Prices also dropped for a second month-on-month basis, falling 2% in July after dropping 1% in June, which underscores how e-commerce is finally cooling. Prices for electronics, jewelry, books, toys, computers, sporting goods and apparel all fell last month. The Justice Department is poised to file an antitrust lawsuit against Alphabet's Google as soon as September over its dominance in the online advertising market. According to Bloomberg News, the suit is expected to come after Justice Department officials rejected concessions offered by Google. Google says its ad technologies help websites and apps fund their content and enable small businesses to reach customers around the world. Walmart may be getting into the streaming business. The retailer looking to add a large video streaming service to its Walmart Plus membership program as it ramps up its competition with Amazon. Walmart executives have held talks in recent weeks to discuss a streaming deal with executives at Disney, Comcast, and Paramount Global. All three of those companies are looking to expand their distribution as competition for subscribers intensifies. The national inventory of homes for sale grew at a record pace for the third consecutive month in July, the latest sign that rising borrowing costs are starting to cool off the housing market. Realtor.com says the number of active listings soared 30.7% from the previous year. Although potential buyers had more housing options in July, competition remained largely in sellers' favor, with listing prices hovering near all-time highs and homes selling more quickly than before the pandemic. You've heard about staffing issues causing havoc in the airline industry. Now it's hitting the cruise industry. Princess Cruises has canceled 11 sailings on its Diamond Princess ship due to staffing challenges, marking a delay in the ship's return to service in the wake of the pandemic. The U.S. continues to add leisure and hospitality jobs, but employment in the travel industry is still down 7.1% from February of 2020. Ford's new all-electric truck is getting a price increase fewer than 4 months after it started shipping to dealerships for the first time. The automaker says it plans to reopen the order bank for its new F-150 Lightning truck this week and will raise prices between 7 and 18% for many configurations. The cheapest version of the truck will now start at $46,974. And she thought she was buying a single-family home. Little did she know she was given the titles to 84 extra lots. The buyer was originally purchasing a house in Sparks, Nevada, worth $594,000. But thanks to a clerical error and a title company, 84 lots and two additional parcels worth millions were put under her name. County officials now working to correct the mix-up, but with some of the properties involved already sold to other buyers, lawsuits are inevitable.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Mark?
Yeah, no kidding. And I guess she really has no legal claim to any of them, so
no. That
shouldn't be too hard to straighten out.
Yeah, well, for her end, it's not. For all the people who bought things, it's
decimals matter, right?
Yes.
Whoops.
For sure. Yep.
All right, Jen, good luck with that air conditioner.
Oh, thank you.
All right. See you later. We'll talk to you soon. Jennifer Kashenka there. What a mess. Hey, by the way, I just shout out to these people in the Fox C6 school district. I mean, I know... We give them a lot of grief sometimes in these school districts about how they spend money. This strikes me as money well spent. They are going to install vaping sensors in the school.
Okay.
Here's how Channel 4 reported the story.
Changing in the Fox C6 school district, they are cracking down on students vaping by turning to new technology that can sense vaping and then alert the administration. The cost here, $67,000. So here's what the district has bought. This is the Verkada SV sensor. District officials tell News 4 the vaping sensors will be installed in the district's high school and middle school restrooms. The Fox C6 district has a new e-cig and vape policy for this year. If anyone is caught on school property with one, they will be suspended.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is long past due. My son is out of college. He's out of college now, so he's been out of high school for 5 years. And he told me back when he was in high school that kids would bring their vape pens in and hide them in their sleeve, and then they would take a hit on it and blow it back into their sleeve so it dissipated before it really got out into the environment. So nobody see that big puff of smoke, I guess, unless it was coming out around your collar or something because you've blown it back into your sleeve.
Well, now the teachers have to stop vaping as well.
Did you have a smoking lounge at your high school,
CBC,
Carl?
Back at the old campus, not the one out there at 270 in Mason.
Yeah.
But the campus in Clayton.
A smoking lounge.
Had a smoking
lounge. Did you not have a smoking lounge in high school?
Yeah, we had one. It was called the boys' bathroom.
No.
The quad outside, it was only for seniors,
okay.
But at CBC up until like probably 1980-something, they had a smoking lounge.
I didn't smoke, but we had an area sort of between the buildings where they connected with a long hallway. And I guess you needed a note from your parents.
You did too.
But between class, you could jump out there and have a cigarette before you came back into the school. And you couldn't smoke in the school, but it was a thing.
But one of the teachers did smoke in the bathroom that was next to his classroom. But then again, he was former military and he got to do whatever he wanted.
A different time, yeah. saw a meme about that the other day. Somebody's got their arm around their grandmother taking her somewhere. And she's like, when I was in high school, we could smoke between classes. Yeah. Okay, grandma, whatever. Time to go back to bed. Like, it's just been so long since that was a thing.
Senior smoking lounge.
And now they're having to install vaping sensors at local school districts because now they're vaping instead, right in the middle of class, apparently. All right. Interesting. Coming up, we will get to In Other News with Scott, Genevieve Wood at about 7:10 this morning. And I'm sure Genevieve's got an interesting take on this mess down at Mar-a-Lago. And what in the world happens next? They're covering all this over at the DailySignal.com. And also, we'll talk a little bit more about this Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't reduce anything. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Happening.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
Ozzy Osbourne just saw the birth of another grandchild, but Monday night, Grandpa was back on stage with his Black Sabbath buddies, including guitarist Tony Iommi. It happened at the closing ceremonies of the Commonwealth Games in Ozzy's hometown of Birmingham, England. The band played the 1970 classic Paranoid, which we just heard, for 30,000 people. Osbourne is 73 now, dealing with multiple health issues, but he's still rocking it.
I thought he was on the verge of death there for a little
while. That's why it was a surprise for him to show up at this thing.
Wow.
And they didn't announce it. They're like, ladies and gentlemen, Birmingham's own Ozzy Osbourne. Boom.
And Black Sabbath.
Tom Iommi, yeah.
And a couple other members.
Is that the only song they did? They just do one song?
No, I think
do
we know.
I think they do a little miniature concert.
That's
great. Good for Ozzy. I'm glad to hear
that.
You
cannot believe he is still alive.
Neither can anyone else.
Yeah. Thanks, Sue.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. He's kind of looked when at death's door for quite a while.
When he comes back to town again on his next tour, Sue, I'm taking you.
I don't know if, I mean, I could handle one or two songs, but I don't know if I could take that whole show.
Sue, he reads from a teleprompter and spends most of the time shooting a water cannon into the crowd.
Into the crowd. He did that last time I saw him over at St. Charles Family Arena.
I got you. Yeah. I'm not sure that appeals to me either, Carl, but no. I get the idea.
Yeah, but then you can say, you saw Ozzy.
Yeah.
I got soaked by
Ozzy.
I do
like him. I just don't want to sit through it.
Yeah. All right, so here's a local story. Spelunkers, love the word spelunkers,
yes.
In Perry County found and rescued a senior dog over the weekend. He was deep inside the Tom Moore Cave System. The dog had been missing for 2 months. This cave is 25 miles long. It's not clear how long she'd been in there. It was total darkness where they found her. But the cavers managed to get her through a 2-foot opening and then some 500 feet over a vertical climb. Whoa. Out of the cave. And, of course, the owners were like, oh, my gosh. We thought she was dead.
How in the world did the... You got to wonder how the dog got in there.
I know. And whether... How she survived. They said there was running water in the cave and maybe some crustaceans.
That's like, crazy. That's a great story.
It is. Well, Domino's is giving up in Italy.
What a surprise.
It's closing the remaining 29 of its locations in the birthplace of pizza. The company's goal was to open almost 900 pizza joints in Italy.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, that didn't work out in the face of the many thriving pizza businesses owned by locals. Although non-pizza-focused American chains have done well, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, but... McDonald's, Burger King.
That's just, are they nuts?
Would that be like opening a pasta house in Italy?
Yes.
Or an ice cream store.
I mean, I love Pasta House, but really, if you're over there.
Or Olive Garden.
It's like it's like living in on the hill, right? I mean, you don't need Pasta House.
Guinness has confirmed a new world record. On 106 consecutive days, a British woman ran 106 marathons.
What?
Yes. And then... After she did it, there are two Scottish women did the exact same thing from February to June. Forrest Gumps, they are, I guess.
Like,
I mean, that's just insane.
26.2 miles a day.
Every day.
For
106 days.
For 106 days.
Yeah.
That is just nuts.
Well, these are probably the same people that run 100 miles at once. You know,
those ultra marathons. I've never understood that.
Yeah, I wonder how many calories they have to eat to do this.
But 26.2 every day for 106 days.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
You wake up, run, and go to bed.
It's an obsession. So, Sue and I have a mutual friend who does some of that ultra marathoning stuff, and it's amazing.
It is amazing.
The triathletes who do this. It really
but
is.
Even she wouldn't do it for 106 days.
I don't think
straight.
So. Die wherever wild. You are. I'm sure she would not do that. No.
Here's a tip. If you're going to poison your spouse with drain cleaner, maybe try not to do it on camera. An Irvine doctor named
I'm writing this down. Yeah,
named Yu. She goes by Emily, was caught on camera pouring Drano into her husband's cup on multiple occasions. She was arrested after the husband turned the tape over to the police.
She's got a St. Louis connection.
Does she really?
She went graduated from Wash U.
Oh, great.
Wow. Yeah. I did not know that.
Where do you think she learned that?
I don't know. The chemistry class at Wash U. Anyway, he set up the camera.
I know. And she
catch her.
Oh,
then,
dang.
Then she called from jail and asked him to post bail. And he's like, nah.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Wow. Hey, coming up, Genevieve Wood from Heritage and John Solomon, founder of Just the News on the Mar-a-Lago raid. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.